2 emergence by prayer, and then we had a special Port Harcourt meeting, and then we talked about deep roots. That was last week Sunday, and the midweek service was furnished, the preparations, part 2. Amen. But today, the Lord wants to show us something. Something we have titled, Scent of Water. The God who restores. Isaiah chapter 61 from verse 1. Isaiah 61 from verse 1. The Bible says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. If you know this verse properly, it was the same verse that Jesus quoted in Luke chapter 4 from verse 18. Where he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. So this verse was actually talking about Jesus. So, Isaiah 61 verse 18. 61 verse 1, please. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings to the meek. He had sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Glory! To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes. Amen. The oil of joy for mourning. Amen. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. Amen. Now, read the other part with me. That they might be called trees of righteousness. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Are you seeing this? So he calls us trees of righteousness. Say after me, I'm a tree of righteousness. I am the planting of the Lord God. So that means if he calls us trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, it is not far-fetched for us to study natural plants to know how our emergence can happen also. Are you with me? So it's not out of place for the Bible to use the analogy of plants. Amen. So that means we can learn spiritual truths from natural examples. Quickly, let's look at Job chapter 14 from verse 7 to 9. This is what I want you to open up your spirit and receive this word. Any point you need to shout, shout. Amen. Let it enter inside. Job 14 from verse 7. Job 14 from verse 7. The Bible says, for there is hope for a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. God. Job 14 verse 7, it says, for there is hope for a tree if it be cut down, that it will sprout again. Yeah. Ah, my God. For someone here, God is telling you, you will sprout again. Yeah. It says, and that the tender branch thereof will not cease. It says in verse 8, though the roots thereof wax old in the earth, and the stalk thereof die in the ground. Verse 9. Yet, through the scent of water, yet, through the scent of water, it will bud. Hey, makapaletelia. And bring forth boughs like a plant. I pray for you, you will bud. You will bud again. At the scent of water, you will bud. Are you with me? You see, God wants us to look at another angle to divine emergence, which I can call a re-emergence or restoration. Except I mean restoration. So there are some things I want you to know. Number one, things could go wrong or things can go wrong, but they must not end you. Let's start from there. Things can go wrong. For some people, they actually emerged. Oh, this year is the year of divine emergence. Some people emerged. Their roots went deep. They brought forth fruits. They sprouted. But all of a sudden, something happened and cut them short. It happens, I'm telling you. This happens to people in every area of their life. Some of them is their spiritual life. Oh, yes. Hi. Is this right? Should I talk about this example? Because I know God has restored the lady. Some of their spiritual life. Something happened and everything just went down. This year makes me, with all sense of humility, this year makes it 20 years since I've been working with the Lord. Not 20 years of attending church. 20 years of hearing God this year. Amen. I remember, I know what it is that a person's spiritual life can be attacked. Are you with me? I know what it is where a person can come to a point where he's tired of God. And Satan does it too. Do you know that? This young lady was serving God in school. Vibrant. I mean, we're in the same level. In fact, in 400 level, she was the head of a service unit, what they call a chapel unit. And I was her guest minister. She used to invite me. I cannot forget, sometimes she will stand like this with me, stretch hands, and people are falling under the power. That was how a lady, fire. The glory was plenty. She went for youth service. I don't know what happened. By the time she came back, I looked at her and said, what has happened? You are not the same. Something has gone wrong. Before she could talk, she started crying. I said, come and tell me what happened. How can you go from stretching your hands to people for another anointing and now you are not a porn star? Like, she's an actor for porn. I couldn't believe it. Tell me what happened? She was like, David, it's a long story. But guess what? God restored her. God restored her. Some people, it may be that they fell into a sin and then just looked at themselves, you know what? God, I'm bad. Let me just continue as I am. Do you get what I'm trying to say? They just continue. Say, okay, I've tried my best. I cannot meet up. I've tried. So let me just give up. I want to announce to you, we sprout again. Amen. Some people is finances. Some people is marriage. The marriage was going on well. Some people's relationship, it was going on well. After a while, bam! I've been a pastor for a while, so I've heard some kind of stories. You'll be wondering, how come? How come? I've heard breakup stories that are scary. I've heard marriage split up stories that are very scary. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. You know, we are having Living and Cleaving conference coming up. Amen. February is our month. We don't play with February. This love matter, we must always hit it with a very big sledgehammer. How can you be married with two children? You travel for work. The next thing your wife sees is pre-wedding pictures of you and another girl. If it was film, I would understand. I'm the pastor. I'm like, sister, how? But I pray for you, you will sprout again. Amen. That marriage will sprout again. Amen. That relationship will sprout again. Amen. Maybe not with the same person, but it will sprout again. Amen. 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 I also want to say something. Sometimes things go down because of our carelessness. Are you with me? Sometimes things are cut short because of the mistakes we made. But many other times, it's not our fault. I'm serious. Of course, there are instances where things went down because people were careless. But many other times, it's not your fault. Oh, if I did this, sometimes you couldn't have done anything. Let me show you an example. You know, this example always gets me thinking. You know, when you read about Moses, I've heard people preach about Moses, and they say the reason why Moses could not deliver Israel the first time was because he was hot-tempered. Have you heard that thing before? That he was very hot-tempered, and so that's why he killed the Egyptian, and when he killed the Egyptian, he had to flee to the wilderness, that if he was only able to control his temper. My question is, when the plagues came, the Egyptians not die? Did Egyptians not die during the plagues? Did Egyptians not die when they entered the Red Sea? So, there was nothing wrong with what Moses did. In fact, the Bible said that it was God that brought it to his heart. And Moses thought that when he kills that Egyptian, his brethren will understand that God was going to use him to deliver them. Acts chapter 7, verse 25. Look at it. Acts 7, verse 25. Acts 7, verse 25. It says, for he supposed, I would have read the whole thing, but we are racing against the time. It says, for he supposed his brethren would have understood how that God by his hand would deliver them, but they understood not. That means before the burning bush experience, God had been speaking to Moses. God had been stirring it in Moses' heart. If you read from verse 22, the Bible says he came out and it came to his heart. God brought it to his heart. You know, sometimes you can have an idea. Oh, okay, God gave me this idea. You dreamt about it. It was all divine. You stepped out to execute it. It was working. At the point, everything was cut short. And you were asking yourself, was it not God that led me? Is it not? What happened? That was the case of Moses. Say verse 26. So after they didn't understand what he was doing, the next day, he showed himself unto them as they strove and would have set them at one again, saying, sirs, ye are brethren. Why do ye wrong one to another? But he that did his neighbor wrong, thrust him away, saying, who made thee a ruler and a judge over us? Then in verse 28, will you kill us the way you killed the Egyptian? And when Moses heard that, they are talking about this thing, he ran away. So that means the plan of God through Moses, that means Moses did not have to have gone to the wilderness. He went because things did not go as planned. Are you getting me? So he ran away. And for 40 years, I'm sure Moses forgot. He was just, let me just be content with my life. There's some of you here. You have tried some ideas. You, after a point, you just say, you know what? I'm tired. Let me just. I can't kill myself. I can't kill. You know that song? You just don't stress again. Just stay here. And after 40 years, God did not forget. God still opened the file and said, you, this same Moses that ran away, I will call you back. Are you with me? Say after me, the God who restores is my God. Some of you are not talking. Say it again. The God who restores is my God. Some of you are hearing me. You did a business. They stole your money. Oh, they cheated you. Oh, things went wrong. God will restore you. Are you with me? I said God will restore you. That relationship, God will restore you. In the name of Jesus. That family, that marriage, God will restore you. In the name of Jesus. Glory. The second thing I want you to know is that God probably was the first one who needed restoration. Yes. God probably was the first one who needed restoration. Amen. Have you seen Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1? Let's look at it. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And in verse 2, and the earth was without form and void. And darkness was upon the face of the deep. Some theologians say, and I agree to a large extent, that between verse 1 and verse 2, there was more than a million years. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. It says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. How can God create the heaven and the earth? And in verse 2, the earth was without form and void. They said that something must have happened. And there are some other reasons they give. Do you realize that when God was creating man, he did not create a being and said, we will call this man. Instead, God said, let us create man in our own image and likeness. As it were, it was as though there was a man that existed but was not in God's image and likeness. So within the Godhead, they knew something called man. Are you following me? He didn't say, let us create. He says, he created one and called it the fish of the sea. He created one and called it trees. But man, he said, let us create man. As it were, there was a man in their mind. And so, this is what theologians say, and I agree. And guess what? The earth was without form and void, but the Spirit of God still moved. Are you with me? In the midst of the chaos, the Holy Ghost was still moving. The Holy Ghost was still moving. Number three. So the first thing I said is things can go wrong, but don't let it end you. The second thing I said was God was probably the first one to need restoration. And number three, God believes in restoration and he wants you to believe in it too. Ezekiel 37. You know, as I grow in preaching the word of God, I'm learning to see what God is saying. We are not preaching this because we don't have many other deeper doctrinal things to teach. This is what God wants me to preach today. This word is for somebody. Amen. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. It says, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. For there to be bones, it means there was one time flesh that has died and decayed to bones. Are you with me? Are you with me? In the midst of the valley which was full of bones, verse 2, and caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. Ah, I wish you could read this thing with me. He said, the bones were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, so the Lord said unto Ezekiel, son of man, can these bones live? For some of you, God is asking you, can these bones live? And you are looking at how dry it is. He's asking you, can this thing work again? You think God does not know? He knows that it can come again, but he wants you to agree. Are you following me? He knows that the bones can come together again, but will you agree? Ask your neighbor, will you agree? You know, some people, they have been so scared, that it's not possible for them to see a way out. Do you know it's possible? That thing is possible. This thing they call PTSD is a real thing. You know? Trauma is a real thing. Ha! God, have mercy on me. When I was growing up in the faith, when I got born again, 2005, 2006, when we come to church and they are preaching about the love of God and people are crying, I'm like, love, they are crying. They need fire! Fire of the Holy Ghost. Which one is God loves you, God loves you? I said, no, you're not. You're still a baby. I was the baby. As I grew, I saw things that shook me. And I now know that, see, sometimes it takes a long while to heal. Some people are so scared they cannot see a way out. The first time I was involved in a car accident, I couldn't enter a car for 1 week. I saw how the car swerved and swerved off the road. You know, devil has been after my life. I've been giving him problems for many years. I've been giving that guy wahala. If you miss Satan, he knows my name. I've been giving him problems for years. So the car swerved and landed in one bush. And a lady was shouting, I don't die, yo, I don't die. I said, that you are shouting means you are not dead. Like, I was the one telling her, I'm dead, I'm dead. I said, that you are shouting, you are not dead, you are not dead. You will see funny things. Somebody's leg was twisted like this. My leg has lost, my leg. I said, no, the leg is, it bring you back. Trauma. Ha! And for weeks, if I enter a car, once the car goes like this, my heart beats, we just jump. I'm just using that to explain to you that some people's own, it could be more serious. Some people, it could be relationship, love related. Some people, it could be finance. Some people have suffered so much, that debit alert used to make them cringe.
They know what it is to not to have money. Debit alert. If they have 10,000 and just take a ATM card maintenance fee, 250, it now becomes 900. They will just get angry. Oh, which bank? You rubbish bank like this. They don't want the money to reduce at all. But the Lord will supply for you. The Lord will open doors for you. The Lord will restore you. He said the bones were very dry. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. Again, he said unto me, prophesy unto these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones. That's the word of the Lord for somebody. O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter you and ye shall live. The Lord is causing breath to enter those dry bones in your life. He's causing breath to enter those dry places in your life. The river of God comes into those dry places in your life. Receive refreshing in the name of Jesus. Receive restoration in the name of Jesus. Chapters that you've given up on and closed the book, he will open them up and answer your prayers. In the name of Jesus. Will I ever go to school? You will go to school. Yes, you will do masters. You will do PhD. Say after me, I believe God. It shall be, even as it was told me. I believe God. Are you with me? Now, look at this. God still speaking, and I will lay sinews upon you and bring up flesh upon you and cover you with skin and put breath in you, and ye shall live, and ye shall know that I am the Lord. Everybody receive verse 7. So I prophesied as I was commanded. Ah! Hey, God. I prophesied as I was commanded. It did not look like it, but I kept saying what God said I should say. I prophesied as I was commanded. Then, see what happened next. And as I prophesied, there was a noise. And behold, a shaking. Hey! And the bones came together. Bone to his bone. Hey, this morning we prophesy you. Things will come to themselves. Connections will begin to happen. Repositioning will begin to happen. Say after me, I believe God. Praise the Lord. So God believes in restoration. He wants you also to believe. Say after me, Lord, I believe. So let's take one case study of a man called Samson. A painful story, but it's a story of restoration. That's how I choose to see it. So who was Samson? Samson was one of the judges that God raised to guide Israel when Joshua died. So you have the book of Judges. Those were the people that God was raising at the intermittent time for that period. When there was no king, you know, Judges chapter 17 from verse 5 says there was no king in Israel. And so every man did what was right in their own eyes. And then God raised up judges to protect them. You see Judges 2 verse 16 also. Nevertheless, the Lord raised up judges to which delivered them out of the hand of those that spoiled them. So their job was twofold. They were to protect the people and to also guide the people in the way of the Lord. And the Israel had the story that once the judge died, they will go back to Baal. When the judge is alive, he will guide them and they will respond. But once the judge died, they go back. And after a while, this thing kept on happening. The Philistines were oppressing the Israelites. The Philistines were oppressing the Israelites so much, and God had to raise up a strong judge. His name was Samson. See, let me tell you something. Don't play games with your life. Oh. There is prophecy over your life. Say, there is prophecy over my life. There are some of you, your existence is an answer to prayer. Like Samson, his mother was barren for a long time. Manoah. They were barren for a long time.
And they were praying, oh God, give us a child, give us a child. And then finally, the angel of the Lord came in Judges. You can see the story from Judges 14 and said, O house of Manoah, you will have a son. He shall become a judge. And then, while the angel was talking, the fire of the Lord came up and moved in the incense. And then the Lord said, this child, I will cut a covenant with this child. Upon his hair shall be 7 locks. Don't cut it. He shall be a Nazarite. He will be a special child. See, as I'm studying this, as I study the Bible, I'm discovering why two people are not the same. What somebody else will do and go away with, a child with destiny cannot just do. Everybody is going for a weekend getaway. You are not the same. Are you with me? I heard a very weird story. One boy, him and his friends, they friends usually go out during Friday, Lagos. What do they call it? Jaye. Thank God it's Friday. They wanted to go and misbehave, carry girls, sleep around, just, you know. And he has packed his bag, and the voice of God came to the room and said, you are not going anywhere. And then I must go. Try and stop me now. Like he was telling God. Like an audible voice. As he carried his bag, the door, the force shut the door. Bam. As he was challenging the voice, the power of God led him and put him on the ground. For 2 hours, he was on the ground. I will not go. God said, he was saying, I will go. God said, you will not go. The more he kept on shouting, God now said, for this, you will serve me. you will serve me. I heard that Benson, who has heard of the great Benson Idahosa? That Idahosa was not always a man of God. There was a time he was a young boy playing football somewhere. People were preaching, and he was so angry, he used the football and stoned towards the missionaries. The ball now hit one of their heads. He said, for that, you will be a man of God. you, for that ball that hit my head, you have been arrested. Look at Samson. But Samson lost his way for the love of women. Hey, and when I read this story, I'm just... Judges chapter 16. He lost his way. And then he now fell into bad wahala. Delilah. Hey, God. This Delilah, she had two issues. Number one, she loved her country and she loved money. So, what was Samson to her? She will easily give up that one. You know, Samson was so blinded. How can the lady be coming to ask you every day, what is the source of your strength? And you would tell her, and she would do it against you. And he was lying to her. And she kept on doing it. Since she would tell you, guy, this girl no mean good for you. But no, he was in love. He was in love. My God. And every time she would say, Samson, the Philistines are upon thee. And because he lied to her, he knows where the real power is. She would say, he would tell her, if you use 7 flanks of so-and-so wire, I will lose my strength. If you do this, I will lose my strength. And she discovered that she was always lying. Then when she pressured him, he now said, don't worry. The truth is, if you cut my hair, I'm sure Samson was thinking she would not do it. Olodo. Somebody has been doing the others before. Then in verse 20, Judges 16, verse 20, she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Because now, if you read the previous scriptures, she had allowed him to rest his head very well on her laps and cut the hair. Cut it. I will go out as other times and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord had departed from him. Verse 21. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes. You know, that was the one that got me. The very eye you are using to say, this girl is fine. They remove it. You will not see a tinting again. Figure 8, you will not see. Front, you will not see. Back, you will not see. You will focus on the Lord. Christ. Hey! And brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass and he did grind in the prison house. Anybody who have seen that side will say, that's the end. No, that's the end. Samson. Even if you wanted to fight, you will need your eyes to see to fight, Abby. Now they have removed your eyes. What will you do? Can we put verse 22 on the screen? I want you to read verse 22 with a shout. When you read it, you have a shout. It says, media, shall I wait for you? Judges 16, verse 22. Judges 16, verse 22. Everybody read this. 1, 2, 3, go. Howbeit, the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Some of you are so angry with Samson, you don't want to read it. Let's read it. Thank God the covenant was not with the eye. This is where you will honor God and fear God. God put his covenant with something that he sure can grow back. Are you with me? That means God has seen in the future already. No matter how it will be, I will put my covenant there. How be it? Everybody read with me. 1, 2, 3, go. The hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. That's a place for me to dance. It began to grow again. It began to grow again. Hey! Hey! It began to grow again. Oh, Pastor, you don't understand. They cut my womb. They removed my womb. Don't worry. It will grow again. I'm telling you, it will grow again. Pastor, you don't know what has happened. God will do it again. Oh, the business died. You lost money. God will give you a new one. His hair began to grow again. And then, verse 23. Then the lords of the Philistines gathered them together to offer a great sacrifice unto Dagon their god, and to rejoice. For they said, our God had delivered Samson, our enemy, into our hand. And Samson's, let's jump to verse 24, please. Everybody, verse 24, 1, 2, 3, go. They praised their God. For they said, our God had delivered. Read on. Now jump to verse 27. So we're there. And they were upon the roof about 3,000 men and women that beheld why Samson made sport. So that means there were people on ground, then on the balcony or the roof, there were 3,000. How big was that place? If you read before the verses we jumped, he actually told them, you know what? Let my hands feel the pillars. And he was just there. And they were playing. You know what? The kind of sport they were talking about was they were taunting Samson. Since he was blind, somebody can print him here. So who is that? Somebody. They were just using him to catch fun or catch cruise. And the house was full of all these people. Then in verse 28, and Samson called unto the Lord. Read this with me. And Samson called unto the Lord and said, oh Lord God! Remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. I pray thee, only this once, oh God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. You know, Samson was praying for remembrance now, but God had remembered him from the very beginning. For the fact that his hair was still growing, God did not forget him. Are you with me? That his hair was still growing, God did not forget him. I want to tell you, God did not forget you. Sometimes you are praying about something and it's like, God, how far? Oh, no, I'm waiting your call. God has not forgotten you. And then you know the story. While he was there, the hair grew and his strength came back. And then His power revived. Hey. And then he pushed the pillars, and the Bible says in verse 30, and Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might, and the house fell upon the Lord and upon all the people that were therein. So the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. Can you imagine? See, for me, I believe that God orchestrated Samson to be there. Why did he just come to the house of the Philistines when they were married? Bring Samson. Why did they not just leave him in the prison to die and be grinding grain? That means even in at his lowest state, God was still there. God was still orchestrating him. So eventually, even though Samson made a mistake and lost his eyes, he still fulfilled his mission of protecting Israel. Are you with me? That means even at the point where he thought all hope was lost, God is still planning for him. Let me tell you something. Even right now, God is still planning for you. Oh, yes. Samson could not have orchestrated him going to the pillars at that time. He could not have orchestrated himself getting to that place at that time. God was the one orchestrating everything to ensure that in spite of your disobedience, you will still fulfill my plan. I pray for you. You will still fulfill God's plan for your life. So quickly, how do you ignite restoration in your life? Number one, recognize the presence of water. And that's what I've been trying to do for the past 30 minutes. Recognize that God is the fountain of water and he's still around me. Are you with me? Recognize the presence of water. Don't allow that spirit of hopelessness, because it's a thing, you know, hope, I know what it means. Hopelessness can just be cloud your eyes. You cannot even see a way out. You cannot, Pastor, how will I ever get married? Pastor, how will this thing ever work? You can't, even to think about a way, you can't see anything. But you must discard that and believe God. Even right now, there is water all around you. God is all around you. Are you with me? No matter how bad it is, God can restore. Number two, desperately cry out to God. I can put it another way. Let God have your tears. Cry out to God. Look at Samson. In verse 28 of Judges 16. And the Lord, and Samson called out unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me. He called out to God. Do you remember the blind man in Mark chapter 10 from verse 46? Blind Bartimaeus. The Bible says, and they came to Jericho. Can you read with me? 1, 2, 3, go. And as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. Verse 47. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Can we try this? Let me tell you something. When you cry like this, it will reflect in your spirit. I'm telling you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, it says, you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. That means every time you cry, you activate something in your spirit. Whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So can we say after me? Try. Let's try. Jesus!
Jesus!
Thou son of David!
Have mercy on me.
Jesus!
Jesus!
Thou son of David!
Have mercy on me.
Some people, they don't. Their problem is that they wait for things to get too bad before they cry. Desperately cry out to God. And then people were telling him, why are you crying? The master doesn't have time for people like you. Don't allow people to mock you. Cry out to God. Oh, you say, if anytime you pray, they cry. Is it their business? Are you with me? The Bible says a broken and a contrite heart, God will not resist. A broken and a contrite heart, a heart that comes to God and says, oh God, help me! Yesu merahama jiaduata bandawani seke Yesu merahama gawaena bandawani seke Yesu Merahama Jiaduata Bandawa Yesu Merahama Dawaena
Bandawa
Oh it says, and many charged him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he called thee. And he, casting away his garments, rose and came to Jesus. That takes me to the next thing. Engage the presence of God. Engage the presence of God. Oh, you've cried out, engage his presence. The Bible says the earth was without form and void, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Get the Holy Ghost to move. Are you with me? Ah, Jesus. Isaiah 42 from verse 15, he says, until the Spirit be poured upon us from on high. Only then can the wilderness become a fruitful field. The Holy Ghost is the rain. The Holy Ghost is the water. Are you with me? Can you say after me, the Holy Ghost is the rain. The Holy Ghost is the water. The Holy Ghost is the river. Remember, he says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So when it looks like everything is dry, engage the Lord. Close your door. Shut your phone. And say, God, I want to encounter you now. I need you now. You don't have any customer. Things are going down. Put off your phone. Close the door. Enter your room and say, I will engage the rivers of living water. Can you pray in the Spirit 1 minute, please? Pray in the Spirit. If you can pray in tongues, please pray in the Spirit. Rute kepeleka sheketelia. If you can pray in the Spirit, pray right now. If you can pray in tongues, please. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. So after you engage the presence of God, you begin to speak words. Let me show you something. Isaiah 42 from verse 22. Now remember, before God spoke to the earth that was without form and shape, the Holy Spirit first of all did what? Moved. So God moved first and then God said. Are you with me? God moved and God said. So engage the presence of God. Let the Holy Ghost move. Let there be a stirring within you. Praise the Lord. Everybody read with me. Isaiah 42 from verse 22. The Bible says, But this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. Some of you are not reading. Yeah, let's start again. 1, 2, 3, go. They are all of them snared in holes, and they are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none delivereth for a spoil, and none seeth. Oh, in the world they say talk is cheap, but in the kingdom talk is not cheap. Remember Ezekiel, I prophesied like I was commanded. Oh, things are dry. What are you saying? What are you saying about your life? Ha! This 2025 is like things go hard. Oh, no! I am more than a conqueror. The Lord is supplying all my needs. Out of my bellies are flowing rivers of living water. Around me is rivers of living water. In front of me, rivers of living water. Behind me, rivers of living water. I am a fruitful garden. Some of you are not talking. I'm a fruitful garden. I cannot be defeated. I emerge by the anointing of the Spirit. The devil came too late. They tried to bury me, but they forgot I am a seed. I will sprout up again. You better talk. Ah, let me show you something else. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Thank you, Jesus. James chapter 3. From verse 2. It says, in many things we offend. In many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect man, and able also to bridle the whole body. He says in verse 3, behold, we put bits in horses' mouth that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet they are turned about to the very small hem. Whithersoever the governor listed, even so the tongue is a little member. Pause there. That means he's telling you, just the same way, that a ship is turned about by that very small helm, your tongue can determine the direction of your life. The same way that small helm can determine the direction of the ship, your tongue can determine the direction of your life. In spite of the great wind, what are you saying? So in spite of the great wind on the ship, in spite of the great wind on the ocean, where is the governor turning the ship to? Are you with me? In spite of what is happening in your life, what are you saying? What are you saying? Say after me, I cannot be small. We cannot be small. We are more than conquerors. All that we need is supplied. All that we need is supplied. I will never face anything bigger than the grace of God upon me. For greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The greater one lives in me. The greater one lives in me. I cannot be confused. I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. I have a sound mind. I have the Holy Ghost within me. The light of God is within me. For by my God I've run through a troop. And by my God I've lived over a wall. Nothing fails in my hand. Nothing fails in my hand. Pray in the Spirit right now. Kapalate, some of you are. You are not used to that kind of thing. You are used to saying, I don't die, yo. You are used to saying, hey. Akabaratele mentele ketelia. I am getting married. A beautiful home with beautiful children. Elia kapalatelia. Men are not scarce. Good wives are not scarce. My own is waiting for me. My own is prepared for me. Atelepeletelia. I prophesy like I was commanded. I have abundance. I live in abundance. All God has said we will do. New breed. You are a city without walls. For the multitude of men and cattle therein. New breed. You will raise nothing less than 1 billion disciples for the Lord. Nothing less. Nothing less.